In order to answer the question of how Vikosinas are faring today, I organized a conference last September, which was a retrospective on the Cornell Peru project entitled Sustainability and Development, Lessons from Vicos Peru. I invited three Vicosinas to participate, and they arrived the day of President Skorton's inauguration. The chair of the Department of Anthropology, David Holmberg, who is the son of Alan Holmberg, invited the Vicosinas to join the academic procession. The staff of Kroc Library, under the direction of university archivist and director Elaine Ingst, mounted a display for an open house of the Vicos collection. The archive is a treasure trove that documents the history of the Cornell Peru project, beginning with a survey of the region in 1949, the year of the Truman Doctrine of Development. Over 300 books and articles have been written about the project, and many of the publications can be found in the archive. There are also over 4,000 photographs. One of the photographs is the cover of Scientific American, which shows Alan Holmberg's book, Method and Practice of Applied Anthropology, with a picture of the Vicos' own truck, Yell of the Reform. It was an emotional moment for Manuel Mesa, the oldest representative from Vicos, when he encountered his family among the papers of the anthropological census taken in 1959. He is listed as one of the two surviving children of eight born to his mother. He is the only member of his family with any formal education, 6 years at the new school established by the Cornell Project. He enrolled when he was 13. During the conference, Manuel Mesa gave a presentation describing how he was able to enter school for the first time, instead of being forced to labor on the hacienda with his father. The Vicosinos met with Dean Peter LePage of the College of Arts and Sciences, where we made the plea that Cornell has the moral obligation to return materials from Kroc Library Vicos collection to the community. The Vicos representatives have left a list of materials that they wish to have returned. Currently, a student in Perspectives on Latin America, a course required of all students who fulfill the requirement for a certificate in Latin American Studies, is doing archival research to locate the materials that they have prioritized. Olin Library will digitize the documents, and a delegation of Cornell faculty who are traveling to Vicos this summer will deliver them. We are entering a phase of collaborative archival research, allowing Cornell students and students from Vicos to work together. Vicosinas are especially interested in recovering documents that could show the boundaries of their land and a copy of the title of purchase that was destroyed in the 1970 earthquake. During their research in the archive, they found a land use map from the 60s that will be useful to them as they address land tenure issues. In their own presentations, the Vicosinas focused on the development projects that have been their priorities: biodiversity, seed conservation, ecotourism, and water management. I'll focus on water management here. My first visit to Vicos was in 1975, when I made a brief trip to the community. The road was barred and guarded, but they did allow me to enter. In the summer of 2005, with a faculty innovation grant, I returned to Vicos. This time, I arrived under the auspices of the Mountain Institute and received a warm welcome. I was impressed with all the changes to the community: electricity, running water, 5 primary schools, an attractive plaza, and a small museum. However, I noted that they had left the pillory in the plaza, the stone column used by the overseer of the hacienda to publicly whip serfs. Indeed, the community had painted it bright yellow. During this visit, I videotaped the development projects in Vicos involving ecotourism, biodiversity, and seed conservation practices. These can be viewed on the Vicos website. I want to focus here on water management because the low-cost techniques that the Vicosinos have created are of interest to Cornell faculty and classes. During my 2005 visit, we traveled to the glacial lakes above Vicos, located at the base of Huascarán in the Quebrada Honda at 4,500 meters in altitude. Huascarán is the largest glacial field in the New World.